Blog Talk Radio.
Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled The Lost Secret of Leadership. Why are we talking about leadership today? Because being a good leader and helping others and providing guidance is a very much a part of being a member of a team, of being able to lead other people. You see that when you look at people in the military. Okay, so you are a good leader. You're a leader in your home at work. You're a leader in your home, at work, in your community, and most important of all, the leader of your own life. Remember that last statement. You are the leader of your own life. As an adult, you have to make the right decisions for yourself, for your children, for your family. At times, whether it's you're the breadwinner or whether you are just someone that helps someone else in the workplace when you're working at home. Okay? So, are you the best leader that you can be? There are many attributes to great leadership. I believe the most important one by far is the lost art of modeling. It's a lost art because so many of the good models have disappeared. Author and prolific TED talker Simon Sinek, author of Start With the Why, and his most recent leaders, Eat Fast. In his most recent book, Leaders Eat Last, says the following about modeling, without ever using the word, but illustrating it lavishly. Leaders are the ones who run headfirst into the unknown. They rush towards danger. They put their own interests aside to protect us and to pull us into the future. Leaders would sooner sacrifice what is theirs to save what is ours, and they would never sacrifice what is ours to save what is theirs. And when we feel sure they will keep us safe, we will march behind them and their work tirelessly to see their visions come to life, and proudly call ourselves their followers. What I'd like to talk about is some leaders that we all have heard about. And recently, I want to talk about, I guess, someone that recently died, and it was in the news, which is Mario Cuomo. Because when you think of where these people come from, that they were immigrants, that they knew nothing, but that it was important to them to get an education. And through that education, they understood what public service is. And when they went into public service, their mantra was to do what was best for the state or the city or the country that they were in. The problem is that the leaders of today, especially in the Congress and the Senate, it's more about who they are and what they can get for themselves than what they can do to help their people. Often, and I've heard many people say how a senator or a congressman should have limits on their terms. One of the reasons they don't is simple. Because as a leader, as they gain more tenure in the Congress or the Senate, then they're able to get more things done and bring more industry to their state or whatever. So all, we got to look at what's the balances of what's the good and the bad and how we can look to leaders. And that's why many business owners are often looked at as good leaders, because they have a vision and they're able to take that vision and use it to help their own people in their own states or countries. Recently, I was watching a show called Undercover Boss, where the owners or the presidents of a company went to work for one of the franchises and would work alongside the workers and pretend they were there to learn the job that they were in the process of being hired. And they watched the worker and what he did, and often at the end of the show, if the worker was good, they would reward them in some way. If the business owner was doing things that was wrong, that was giving a bad name to the company, then they would point that out to them and they would give them an opportunity to make the changes, because especially if you're looking at a franchise and a customer walks in off the street and they're not treated right, or their car is not given the proper care it's supposed to give, then that's a reflection on the corporation. So often you will see where companies will do things like that because they truly want their name to be respected in the marketplace. Have you ever had a leader like that? I think it's time to raise the battle cry and cry out to a new generation of men and women to strive to be models of exemplary conduct. The problem is in our industries and communities is that many supervisors and leaders are not living out the very things they are asking others to do. There is no congruence between what the boss says and what they do. This causes untold pain in the work atmosphere. It does the same in a home. We can do better. If you were blessed to grow up in an environment of encouragement, start counting your blessings. Unfortunately, the reality is that many of you began your life under less than ideal circumstances, perhaps broken homes, absentee parents, crumbling ethical world. All of these and more factor into the making of human beings for better or worse. You didn't have leaders, parents, teachers, employers like Sinek describes. You didn't have a model to trace your life on. And let me give you a little bit about my experience in that area. My background is mental health and psychology, and I ended up going into both fields because I would always question things. And as someone with a disability that was growing up in an era where there were few opportunities or laws that guarantee people with disabilities rights, I had to kind of break away and become the independent, or the black sheep, as the family would call me, and have to be stubborn, because if I wasn't, I would not have achieved the goals that I have achieved, because in my family, it was like, oh, you're helpless, you're worthless, you can't take care of yourself, you can't live on your own. It was always about the things you can't do, and the fact of the matter was that you didn't see things like the Paralympics, where you saw people with disabilities achieving and having the opportunities to do the things that help them live a better quality of life. All of that changed with the laws. I found that for me, I had to become an advocate, because as an advocate, that I could help make life better for other people with disabilities. So, if this was your lot, how do you go about changing? You can sit around and do what my coach calls wallow about your lot in life, but eventually you have to swallow, because nobody really cares. Really. Sad to say, but unless you care enough about your situation to improve it, it's going to be a miserable life. And you know what? How many times have you gone into the church and the preacher has preached about how, oh, if you just turn your life over to God or over to Jesus, he's going to make it better. You know, God puts opportunities in front of us. He gives us the opportunity to make choices. That's why we are a higher functioning level of being. But if you don't participate and make the choices, nothing will happen for you. So as much as the preachers want you to buy into religion, and I believe that religion has its place, we have to go out and we have to make those things work for us. But if you want to move on, one of the best places to start moving is to find a model. The late Albert Bandura, who pioneered social learning theory in the 60s and 70s, said learning would be exceedingly laborious, not to mention hazardous, if people had to rely solely on the effects of their own actions to inform them what to do. Fortunately, most human behavior is learned observationally from observing others. One forms an idea of how new behaviors are performed, and on later occasions, this coded information serves as a guide for action. And modeling, what people and a lot of parents don't understand is children watch their behaviors. If you grow up in a home where there's abuse, whether it's verbal or physical, and as an adult, you seem to have overcome those and you seem to be living a happy life, then you think, oh, wow, it didn't hurt me, so it shouldn't hurt my child. But you know, you don't know what's going on in that child's psyche. And if a child is abused, they become abusers because that's their comfort zone. That's what they know and that's what they do. So, and up until the 1970s, when Albert Bandura started talking about modeling, did people really understand what modeling is? And actually, it was something that was used in the school system. Was the first place where they started actually using modeling. And also, it was in the institutions where they housed the developmentally disabled, and they would just basically warehouse them. But they did find that by watching them that a lot of these kids were capable, and they actually followed and did what the other kids did. So you just got to understand the environment you're in, and they often talk about nature, nurture, and how those things affect an individual and their outlook on life. In case you rushed through the last paragraph, read it again slowly, especially the sentence, fortunately, most human behavior is learned observationally through modeling. From observing others, one forms an idea of how new behaviors are performed, and on later occasions, this coded information serves as a guide for actions. Wow. There is hope if you lack good modeling. This seems to occur with Albert Schweitzer's adage. Example is not the main thing in influencing others. It is only one thing. Perhaps an overstatement, but not too far from the truth. If you have a purpose or dream or mission in life, it goes without saying that you will not get anywhere without a role model, someone who has gone ahead of you. And you know, I think that in essence that is true because I, in essence, had to find my own way without any support systems. But luckily, in my case, I wanted a better life. I wanted not to be helpless. And at least the laws began to change. And as those laws began to change, opportunities were there. One of the reasons that I am self-employed today is because when I was graduating college and going into the workplace, you did not have the laws in place that govern the rights for people with disabilities, where they had the opportunities for gainful employment if they were the best qualified for that position. But in essence, a lot of when I first entered the work, I ended up working for the state because the states were at least a little bit more open, and because everything was on the merit system, and it was whoever was on the list next pretty much was that person who was going to be hired for that position. But who you are, what your purpose is in life, that is something that we need to find out, and we need to be able to work towards those goals and put an effort into helping ourselves begin to think about how we can create the right opportunities for ourselves. So if you have a purpose or dream or mission in life, it goes without saying that you will not get anywhere without a role model, someone who has gone ahead of you. Can we agree that models have gone missing and that you are willing to rise up to the challenge to become one of those, also committing to finding a model of someone you can follow to improve your life radically? Another word for model is pattern. Have you noticed that when someone sews up clothes, they use a pattern? Why? Because using a pattern shortens the process. It saves time. It prevents mistakes. It makes the task look easier. There are some amazing things that happen in your life when you choose the right pattern to model. I would suggest that one of the best ways to achieve your goals is to find a model who's already achieved what you want financially, spiritually, and relationally. Find someone who is where you want to be, and then set about figuring out how they got there. That is the quickest way to learn. Study. Go on active search mode. And why is this important? I will tell you. In today's workplace, why is network marketing one of the best ways to go for employment? Or even affiliate marketing, because you have someone that they have found the skills that will help them be successful, and they can teach you those skills. And when you learn those skills, then you will be able to follow and model what they are doing. Have you noticed how babies learn most things? They learn by copying. I go to work in my garden and water my plants, and without me providing any instruction, pretty soon my grandson is walking along, stumbling with his little pail of water. To water, my tomato plants? Does he dip water? Does he miss the plant by a country mile? Yes. But who cares? He's getting the right idea. If it's true that we learn the most by copying and modeling, then the challenge is choosing your models. If you were blessed to have someone who had great habits and was a success-oriented in their life, then you probably grew up to be a high achiever. On the other hand, if you saw negative behavior models, you may have innocently become a negative, fault-finding person. As a child, you didn't know what was right or wrong. You just had these people in your life. And in many cases, they said, don't do as I do. Do as I say. If you grew up as I did, watching people explode with their anger, you may have grown up with a temper. This happened to me. All through my young adult years and into the early part of my marriage, I struggled with managing my outbursts of anger. It took some coaching to discover that I had come by this innocently. What was encouraging was that just as I learned this by copying, I could relearn new patterns. And I am a work in progress. By surrounding myself with healthy models of anger expression has fueled my desire to manage and express my anger in a constructive way. If you grew up being shamed and being a fault finder, it doesn't surprise you that you walk around in your daily life shaming the people you love the most and work with. There is hope. Find a new model. How do we find a new model? There's two ways, the indirect and the direct method. The indirect is through a plethora of self-help resources available to us today in all kinds of ways, audio programs, books, reading biography, and people who overcame their issues to achieve greatness. For example, as I move on in life, one of my goals is to become a more teachable and coachable person. I suffer from having China doll feelings. At the sound of the slightest criticism, I used to get my back up, and I was ultimately the loser. My own coach has helped me overcome my fear of feedback by having me read the book, Thanks for the Feedback. Thanks for the Feedback, as well as exploring some of the reasons why I get my back up. I am growing. There's also the direct method of having a specific person in your life. I have had a few of these in my life. First a teacher, then a pastor, and now as a life and leadership coach. I am always looking for healthy models in areas I am aspiring to be great in. One of the greatest benefits of having models is that they inspire us to crash through the self-imposed limitations. For years, it was known that no human being could break the 4-minute mile running record. But in 1954, Roger Bannister broke the barrier. And right after him, thousands of people started to break it. That's what a model can do for you, help you crash through the self-imposed barriers. You and I need models. Who are your models today? Who are the people who inspire you? Who could you get close enough to learn from? And remember, we are talking about models. and how you can create some of the best things that you can do. I memorized the following poem 30-plus years ago. It still resonates with me today. It's a daily reminder that your attitudes and actions set an example. Little eyes upon you. There are little eyes upon you, and they're watching right night and day. There are little eyes that quickly take in every word you say. There are little hands that quickly take in everything you say. There are little hands all eager to do anything you do. And a little boy who's dreaming of the day he'll be like you. You're the little fellow's idol. You're the wisest of the wise. In his little mind about you, no suspicions ever rise. He believes in you devoutly. Holds all you say and do. He will say and do in your way when he's grown up just like you. And I would like to remind you that you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com, and we can work with you either individually in a group to help you sit down and realize what are the things that are holding you back that you truly need to overcome so you can reach your goals.